Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. You're welcome to the service today. It's nice to see all of you. Amen. Talking about this budget of 2.6. Yeah, some people, there's a couple that were, Joan and husband, they were like, really, 2.6, a big, amen. So Rachel was like, she's not going to send out that email again, asking me, just 2.6, okay? Yeah, but the truth of the matter is, it is little money, amen? It would have been more if we wanted to make money off you, Amen? Yeah, but we are very, all that money is going to be spent that day, amen? Glory be to God. Usually these are great occasions, to make, money off people, I say, anniversary then, you can make people do anything, Amen? Yeah, but we are very, money is not the reason, why we exist. Glory be to God. Amen? It is nothing. It's not money. It's not anything. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen? My greatest, what I live for is not how much money we collect on Sunday, what car I drive, what kind of show, all those things. Those things are very carnal, though they're okay. However, to me, I live to hear that my, from heaven, not from human beings who know how to lie, to flatter. They say what they don't mean, Yeah, but from heaven, when God is saying that you guys, LAT, you're doing a great job. To me, that, and now I was telling some people that people should start to pray that God stops saying those things. You understand? About LAT, okay, let him know them, but let him not share them. Because every time I hear them, it just motivates me to continue being bad. Amen? Because it looks like being bad produces results. Amen? Like, when was it? Sometime in the week, on Thursday, someone had a dream. The beginning bit is not important for you, but the second bit is what you can get to know. Yeah, the second bit is that I was a coach player. Anyway, it was LAT, and we were playing a game, and I was a coach player. And this team was the best of the best. In this person's words, it was like the best in the whole world. Glory be to God. And people came to watch it, some even joined, others were just spectating. Now such dreams, amen, just say, aha, now let us, let me continue, amen. Yeah, otherwise, give a big hand clap to the worship team. Yes, amen. Yeah, Juliana is great. Where is she? Juliana, is awesome. And, yeah, that's why, and God knows that she's great, amen? That's why there was a dream came, and God was like, you're not serious, as in get back, amen? Yeah, of course, the dream didn't say that, but it was implied in the dream that you're not serious, amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is good, God is what? God is very good. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, we just need one person to give us a 2.6. That is little money, okay? Yeah, I mean, Rachel, couldn't Rachel get embarrassed sending that email? Really? 2.6. Amen? 2.6, little money. Fiona, glory to God. Someone will send me of a certain church. I think they had something, a conference, what? So this pastor man, the budget was 40 ma. Anyway, the whole thing is, The girl was shady. Anyway, interesting things. Glory be to God. These many things, churches, fellowships, they are very what? Very, you know, those things are, you know, Hallelujah. So, so the anniversary, we shall celebrate it on 27th. Dr. James Magara, he called me the other week on Sunday. He will be here. Now, most of you don't know him. How many of you know him? Dr. James Magara. Now, he's a great man of God. He's the head of the Intercessors for Uganda. The church right now, if there's anything great happening in the church right now, in our generation, it's because of those guys. And some of you think those guys are hopeless, they're useless. You know, we are where we are as a church. If there's anything great happening in the church, because of those guys. You understand? Those intercessors, you know, those guys have prayed for this nation. There was a time, many years ago, if I wanted to know anything that is happening in this country, you know, I would just go around those circles of people. There was Apostle John Molinde at Trumpet Center. I was there for a year, many years ago, for 1 year. If you wanted to know what's happening in this country, you would just be there. Or you'd go and attend the Intercessors for Uganda meetings. That's where, man, guys would share things. Amen. If you wanted to know what was happening in northern Uganda, that Kony war, the real happening, not these newspaper things of soldiers, what? The real thing, the real spiritual thing happening there. Those were the guys. Amen. Hallelujah. So they're great. So I gave him an invitation and the guy was like, yes, I will come. Amen. Those guys are generals in the spirit. Amen. And we need to honor them. Receive from them. Glory be to God. Of course, like Rachel sent the email, he's also the founder and the owner of Vine International Christian Academy and those clinics, Jubilee Dental. And he does other things, but he's a great man of God. Amen. So, Hallelujah. He will be here. Amen. Glory to God. Last Sunday, we talked about people vowed to stop practicing witchcraft. Amen. We had so many people in LAT. You know, it's sad. LAT, people who doing witchcraft. Amen. But after last Sunday, it's no more. Amen. Basically, I'm talking about the rebellious people. Rebellious Christians, disobedient Christians, who know what they should be doing, but they're not doing it. The Bible says, God said through Prophet Samuel that rebellion is as a sin of what? Witchcraft. Amen? Rebellion is as a sin of what? And stubbornness as the sin of idolatry. Glory be to God. Amen? So, we talked about that and we said we need to obey God. It was that simple. It was that what? That simple. Amen? Amen? You see, that thing looks simple. Obedience and disobedience. But to me, it is like the most important thing in the Bible. It is for that reason that Adam fell. You know, not obeying. And disobeying. You understand? All the craziness you see in the world, all the troubles you're going through, everything that is not right in your life, it started with one man, Adam, and with disobedience. You see, so you see how key it is. Amen. You can mess up your entire family and the generations to come after you by just disobeying. Amen. Amen. So let us what? Obey God. Hallelujah. Let us do what? Glory be to God. Many years ago, when I was at the university, I was in my room, waking up, Then I had an audible voice telling me, if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you never see financial depression. You see, that was joyfully obey. Little did I know that it would impact generations to come after me. You understand? You have all read my book, The Story of My Kids, eh? But just began by obeying. And I didn't need to obey after I get out of university and I get a job. Then, you know, I mean, a good job, you know, eh? I started with pocket money. You know, eh? I used to go home every Friday. And my dad knew that he was my only source. He knew this guy is not shady. This guy, if I don't help him, he can't get money from anywhere else. So I would just go home. Then when I would say that I have to go back to school, he knew what to do next. He's like, oh, wait a minute. You understand? Then he gives me money like 10,000, whatever it was in those days. I don't know. Okay. So he gives me the money. Of course, I knew I had to tithe. Then I'd remember friends of mine at uni who didn't have like sugar. So I'd go to the canteen. Then you buy those like, you know those things. Some of you still buy them and it's okay. Half, you know those things. Kilo, quarter. Hallelujah. Then I'll take distributing rooms. And anyway, great things happened. And I'm grateful to God until this day for the results that came thereafter. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, so you see obedience. Okay. Amen. Yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to continue along the same subject today. Glory be to God. Amen. Again, simple things. LAT for me, I don't know how. I really don't know difficult things. I don't know. In fact, I respect people who have the art of making simple things hard. Honestly, I respect them because, and you know, it works. Because this whole camper right now is looking for deep stuff. The guy's deep, but you understand. So I really respect them. But now for me, I'm not here, to what, be deep and what. I'm here to obey the will of God. And as long as I hear those things, oh man, you're doing great. Some guy came to me on Friday. It was Friday. Joan, was it Friday? Yeah, on Friday, some guy called me up because it is how who gave him my number. So this guy comes, he calls me up that he has a word for the Lord from me. I was like, okay, it's good to get a word from the Lord. So I was like, okay, let's meet somewhere at a chef. So we met at a chef. So he told me things. Then before he left, he told me that now this guy is doing some work with Prophet Elvis. So before he left, he told me that, now, excuse me, can I ask you some questions? I was like, yeah, it's Kawa, it's great. So he asked me that, how can I serve, because you are close to Elvis, and so how can I serve him well? I told him, well, that's a hard one. Because as I know, for my case, when I worked with him, it was different. I wasn't just serving him, but before even beginning to serve him, we were friends. You see, so my thing was different. Like Elvis didn't have to tell me what to do. I knew, you understand? I knew what? I messed up people, but... But I knew what he wanted, but he can't do it. So I was the one, you understand? And so I told him that my case is different. We were friends. Then this serving thing was, by the way, if I should say. But for your case, I told him now, but for you, I think the only thing you have to do is just obey. You understand? Just do whatever he tells you to do. You see? And that will be what? How did we get there? What was I talking about? The what? No. That was a by the way. But I guess I just wanted to talk about obedience. Eh? So I told the guy, just obey. Yeah. Then he asked me other things. Now, L.A.T., what are the greatest things that has happened there? Yeah. Then I was like, you've touched a very... I was like, now this one. I'm going to do what? But I won't tell you what I told him. Because that guy, he doesn't know, and the person who he talked to some time ago didn't know that I know what they talk. You understand? But there was a group of people who were like, when Apostle Serada came, people were like, now, anyone in LAT should now exit. You know, that guy, what now? Ooh, you guys are finished, You know? This guy took it upon himself, to call up people, to tell them what? Out, you know? Why? Because Moses invited your pastor, Serada. You see, And then, so when he asked me, so what are the greatest things that have happened in LAT? No, he doesn't know that I know his story, his nonsense, So I was like, let me use this opportunity. Like indirectly, or just to get him in shape, you understand? And not to put God in a box. You see, most of us now have put God in a box. We think now we know all God's heart, all his plans, who we should associate. You understand? Man, it is just nonsense, crap. Hallelujah. So anyway, I told the guy that we have just been doing one thing, obeying. Okay? I told him when we started this church, all we did was obey. We didn't do any hype, any lying, any, just to get crowds. We just obeyed. And I told him that a few, not long after we had begun, God ranked us number one in this country. And apparently told me that he read my book. So it's okay. So I told him, in the book, I didn't really write that. I just said God ranked us highly. But I told him that actually the truth of the matter is I didn't want to put it, but God ranked us number one. Okay, why? Because we just obeyed. You see, you remember that dream? It is serious. Number one in this one. Some of you say, but number one, you're looking for 2.6 million. You see, again, that's what I've called what? Ukanality, You judge success by money. You judge success by how big a crowd is. You judge success by how many, what are those things called? Facebook likes. God has a very different standard of success. You see, And the bottom line is obedience. Just do what I told you to do, and you are what? And you do it well with a good heart, a good motive. God is a 100%. You understand? It is just simple. Then I told him, and then now our worship, we did the best we could at that time. And then Marilyn Skinner joined. You know what I mean? The girl said, what? So I was like, So I was getting him, Paul, Then, what did I, many things, Then I saved the best for him, Not for me. But, by the way, we're talking about obedience, So these stories are all what? In obedience. You understand, amen. Then I was like, before the year, ended, I had a dream, when I met Serada somewhere, and he told me that I need to visit you guys before you grow big. Then, so I have him now. So he didn't know that that was a dream, an instruction. When he began to call up guys, that man leave, let Serada leave, So I told him, now he doesn't know that I know what he was doing. Even the person the people we talk to don't know that I know that. You understand? So Because I'm a prophet, eh? So, So anyway, I told him now, so I knew God was telling her, get that guy in, eh? Don't leave these things of who are your circles now, about the old wine, that stuff, eh? So anyway, we obeyed, you see? Obedience, eh? We obeyed. Brought the guy here. Then, I had my coward. So I was like, now, when he came, you listen. And then, I was like, I have this guy today. Amen. I don't know whether he regrets why he called me to give me a word from the Lord. Amen. But he must have left saying, oh, now I know why. In addition to that word you wanted me to give Moses, I think God also wanted what? To sort me out. My stupidity, you know. So I played for him that thing. I was like, now listen, now it's coming. Then after he released the guy, he said, wow. So I asked him, so what do you think Sarah had come to do? The guy said, of course, then I was like, now you can go, see you. Amen. But remember, we're talking about what? Obedience. Don't forget it. Amen. You know, you might live here with stories. And you forget that we're talking about what? LAT is where it is now. It is ranked number one. Just because of that. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Okay. Let's read a few verses before God gives me more stories. God. God is the one who gives stories. Amen? For me, I came with my verses. Okay, John chapter 14, verse 21. Jesus said, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. He who does what? Has my commandments and keeps them, basically obeys my commandments, it is he who loves me. So, the obedience we are talking about, is the obedience that comes out of love. Obedience is one of the key things that show that someone actually what? Loves God. Okay? That's why it says that stubbornness, rebellion is like idolatry. When you're disobeying God, you know clearly you are just disobedient. You don't love God. Basically, you are in idolatry. God is no longer your God. Amen? You're worshiping something else. Amen? So, he who has my commandments and keeps them and obeys them, it is he who loves me. Then here now the results. And he says that, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Glory be to God. So you see, the results of what? Of obedience. You enter into a greater level of relationship with God, with Jesus. Okay? It says, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. Doesn't God love all people? He does. But now why does it say that those who what? Who love me by obeying my what? Keeping my word. He says that what? They will be loved by my Father. And then he says that I myself will love them. Jesus loves all people. You understand? And then he says, and we or I will manifest myself to that person or to those people. You see? That's what obedience does. You know? You obey, week in, week out, everything you know God has told you. You just want to obey. One day, you enter a greater relationship with the Father, with Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 22 says, Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will do what? Keep my word. Amen. One of the things that means that they will obey me. and my Father will love him. You see, this is what I was talking about. This is the way in which Jesus would deliberately repeat things. You know, in the same, he's just repeating himself. And you see it here. He's saying what he already said. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word. They're not obedient. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. You've gotten the point. You understand? Now, if you really want to have a greater relationship with God, you understand? Keep on obeying. I'm not going to say that obey, you know, because from last Sunday, you began what? Obeying. So I'm saying keep on what? Keep on obeying. Glory be to God. Keep on what? If there's something you don't want to do, which God has told you, it's okay. You can go to him and tell him. You know, you tell me, but now, God, this thing, okay, I really want to obey you, but, okay, maybe help me, you understand, give me the grace to do it, amen? I'll never forget, many years ago, yeah, it was, I think, 204, 204, 205, there is a thing God told me to do, and I began doing it. When I began doing it, it became rough, became hard. So, I remember I was at home. You know, it became rough, horrible. So, I remember I was at home and I laid down in the chair and I began to speak to the Lord. I'm like, God, like, get me out of this thing. As in, let this thing stop. That was the first time I ever sensed the anger of God. Do you know that God still gets angry? People say, no, that was Old Testament. Now grace, all his anger was, all his wrath, satisfied. You know those things, Now those are yours, God still gets angry, Amen? Amen? Man, you're there in the chair, and then you're telling God, you know, in your heart, you know, but somehow you're deep in prayer, but quiet, And man, I sensed the anger of God because now I wanted to what? To like pull out of something which was so important to God. And why? Because it was hard. Can you imagine? You see, because it's hard, so I'm done. Can you imagine? Maybe you can't imagine. Because yeah, of course, if things are hard, what should someone do, Man, in that chair, I got in back again. Glory be to God. Amen? I won't tell you what it is because it is none of your But so, now, and at that time, I was at the whatever of grace, the grace of God. 204, you should have met me 204. 204, I would make you stop tithing. I would make you stop attending church. You know, because it is not what you do. You understand? You don't have to go to church. God doesn't judge you by going to church. He doesn't judge by how much you give. You understand? Man, I was 204. You should have got me. I would make you do anything which you wanted. Amen. Anyways, then here am I. God, his anger was all poured on Jesus on the cross. Those churches, what are they telling you? Leave those churches. God is pleased with us in Christ. You know those things. Then I'm here. Then I sensed the anger of God. That's when now I started to what? To now real study my doctrine, Bologna. Because I knew now there's something wrong with my doctrine. You don't believe me, I know. You're like, no. The grace of God. But those are yours, amen? Hallelujah. Amen? So, let us, you know, continue obeying what? Obeying God. John chapter 15, verse 14. Jesus said, You are my friends. You are what? You're my friends if you do whatever I command you. So if you do what he commands you, you know, it's that a point comes when you become his friend. That's what this verse is saying. Isn't it? You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Amen? So you obey God, you enter. A certain point in time comes when you enter another level, a deeper level, you know, in your relationship with God. Are you listening to me? Of course I know you're what? You're listening to me. Amen? Verse 15, he says that, he tells the disciples, he tells them, now for you, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Okay? When they became his friends, you know, he now began to share with them some stuff from the Father. Now, another level of relationship, you know, between them and the Lord. Glory be to God. He began to confide in them. Simply put, hallelujah. Because now they had become friends. They were no longer now servants. Hallelujah. That guy who came to me on Friday, if he serves Elvis well, you understand? You know, if he serves him well, you know, do, you know, a time might come. I don't know when it will come. Yeah. For Elvis now, it's hard to become his friend. Because even those who are serving him, they really see him. You understand? You know, so now it is hard. Okay? Yeah. So I don't know this guy whether he'll now. So I think primarily he should just do everything Elvis tells him to do. He should do it for Jesus. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known unto you. Amen? So he began to confide in them. Amen? Jesus had friends, but they didn't begin off as friends. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Man, these are, you see, when a big person, not like the president, you say the president of Uganda, the president of the US, any big person in whatever big person you can think about, when you hear that they have a friend, you see, now like many years ago, I read, I think it was 2013, I read the newspaper, I think it was Monitor, and there was this guy who had been the president driver for many years. Did you ever read that story? I think it was called Chisembo. Yeah, he had been the president's driver for many years, Then he left. I don't know whether it was chucked or retirement, I don't know. And so he was being interviewed. And man, you see, now when you look at Museveni, you know, if you can think about that guy's, like no friends. But this Kisembo guy said that there was a guy, a soldier, called Serangaranga. Remember? Some guy. This driver said, all the other people used to come around the president, the soldiers, the drivers, as in, they were not his friends. They were there to do what he tells them to do. He would even assure, But the guy said, there was this guy, Serangaranga. The driver said that the guy would even tell Museveni, in Luganda, like, he would tell him, jangu tugendi. Telling the president, they were buddies, Why? I don't know, But he's the only one who would tell Museveni, jangu tugendi. Then Museveni would, okay, let's go. Now, you see, the guy is, he's even telling the president that, man, you're wasting time. Owechiwalata, jangu tugende. You know, bald head. Seruangara. Apparently, they were tight with that guy. You know, someone told me, I don't know whether it was Dennis, he told me that when Seruangara died, that Museveni, they had never seen him shedding tears, that at the guy's burial, Museveni cried. Is that true? Did somebody had like that, that for Seruangara, the guy, what you know, amen? They were buddies. Glory be to God. Now, Museveni is just a man. Now, what Jesus wants, he wants you to become his friend. You understand? Jesus wants us to become friends. You know, us with him, him with us. Amen? But it begins with what? Obeying. Then as you obey, a time comes when you enter into a friendship relationship with Jesus. Many Christians, including me, I am not a friend of God yet. Even you, some of you, of course. Some of you are friends. I don't know you. You understand? So probably he appeared to you last night in a dream. I had a dream. No, Jesus came to me and said, "You're my friend." You know? You know, that's possible. But for me, it has never, you know, and I know it. Even when I sing this song, I am afraid. What is that song? I'm a friend of God. I'm just singing it by faith. But I know I'm not. You understand? I'm not. I'm honest. You see, I'm honest. I'm not here to make you think our pastor is great. He's a friend of God. Your pastor is not a friend of God. Amen. Now you can leave the church. Because you aren't a pastor who is intimate with the Lord. Well, I am not a friend of God yet. Hallelujah. But we are pursuing it. Glory be to God. Amen. And before you call me fake, just also think about you. Also you. But again, I don't know you, so there are some of you. But I know God's standards. I know he has very few friends in this whole body of Christ worldwide. Amen. Primarily, most people are disobedient. Amen? They are disobedient. Do you know how many people, the church worldwide, how many people really tithe? Man, some guys did whatever, study in the U.S. Generally, Christians don't tithe. And they know God understands. Things are tied to the economy. You know, they know. God understands. He knows how the living condition, the high, what are those terms? The high living condition. What? Cost of living. Glory be to God. Amen. I also know some stuff. Generally, guys don't. And now it has become worse with the grace of God. You understand? Amen. No, people say, but is the grace of God New Testament? No, it's tithing New Testament. Those days, guys just didn't. Now they're like, now actually, because the law, you know, you understand? So now, you know, so you see, how, I don't see how you can become a friend of God when you don't tithe. By the way, these things are, tithing is not in my what? I mean, I'm just flowing with this person who one day is going to become my friend. Amen. Hey, I don't see how you can become a friend of God when your money has bound you. You earn 500,000 and just getting 50,000. You know, 50,000 is messing you up. How can you become a friend of God when 50,000 has messed you up? And not just 1 month, but you are like that for the entire 50,000. Then you think you become a friend. Then you think, you even don't feel like, this song today, for me, I'm not going to sing it. I'm a friend of God. You don't feel like, no, you're, you know. Hallelujah. But I sing that song, because it is where I'm going. Amen. You understand? What you confess, you do what? You possess. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, where are we? We had finished that verse. But I was saying, I guess, Sarangaranga, you know. And then I say that Jesus, you know, the greatest in the universe, wants to become your friend. Hallelujah. Man, one day I read the scriptures, I came across a guy who the Bible calls David's friend, King David. Okay? It is in 2 Samuel 15, 37. It says, he's called what? Hushai. And then the Bible says, David's friend. Now to me, that's remarkable. David had a friend. I know you guys know Jonathan and what, but there's no way it says Jonathan was his friend. Maybe they were, you understand? But, yeah, you know, for some reason, they singled out what? Hushai. David's friend. King David, this great what? You know, Now, Jesus wants you to become his Hushai. Amen? This whole obedience thing that I'm doing when God tells me something, when I headline on some matters, I'm primarily pursuing this one day. You know, if he doesn't tell me live, at least I want one day some guy to come to me. Pastor Moses, I had this dream. You know, this dream when God was telling, when there was a large crowd of people in this dream, people were so many, like Zoe, you know, There were many, in fact, it was larger than Zoe. Then I saw Jesus was standing in front here, you know, Then Jesus was like, where's Pastor Moses? You know, Then I came, and then Jesus said, that all of you, You know, he said that, among all of you guys who are here, like Zoe, what? He is the only one who is my friend. Okay, not the only one, maybe. Say, he's among the few, You know, Believe for me, that's how I think. That's how I live my life, That's why some of these natural relationships, what? Guys, chicks, friends, family, what? That's why I put them in their place, When I know they want to mess me up from, progressing towards friendship. The worst thing you can try to do to me, is to be used by the devil, to make me disobey something. Now, the moment you get there now, you're finished as far as me and you are concerned. I will love you, yes, but below then, you understand, I'm telling you, this thing is very serious to me, this thing called obedience, very serious to me. How dare I go to heaven one day? And the Lord said, man, you fell short. You'd have been this great, but just because of Emron. You bow down to Emron's demands, you understand? Just trying to please Emron. You see, for me, to be honest, that's how I think. That's how I do what? That is primarily how I make decisions. If I do this, is there a smile on the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, and the worst, again, for people, the worst thing that can happen to me is when God commends me. Because the moment he commends me about a certain decision, now, you understand, that's why I tell you guys, if you don't want me to mess you up, pray to God to stop sending these dreams, how well Elliot is doing, how well Pastor, Moses is doing, Amen. Otherwise, if he continues, then what? So anyway, David had a friend, and Jesus wants you and him, to become friends. Okay? Very serious stuff, But again, the key thing is what? Primarily, you have to begin off by obeying, But obeying, of course, out of love. Obedience as a result of what? The love that you have for him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So when you get to that level like the disciples got to, Jesus begins to tell you stuff. He begins to confide in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 25, verse 14. You all know it. It says that the secret of the Lord, that is in our NKJV, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. Goats. Yeah, those who do what? Fear him. Now, some translations, that word fear, they write respect. They're those who respect him. But apparently, I read from Rick Joyner, that word fear, you know, the real, it should be interpreted fear, as in real fear. Fear, this gracious God, but there's a, you know, hallelujah. Because you have to know, you have to, of course, like we have learned from the final quest, you have to know both the love and the what? The severity of God. He was told in heaven that the immature only know Jesus as a lamb. The love of God, you know, Yeah. When you don't tithe, he understands, you know, Then those who are maturing at a certain point get to know him as a lion. Come for you, you know, That's what happened to me in that chair, Trying to pull out of the will of God, Because things are tight, this word won't come to pass, you know? Then that's when man, the lion, Amen? Then he said, but the mature know him as a lamb and as a lion. They know both sides of him. You understand, And they tread carefully, man, Amen? So, you know, glory be to God. Amen? So, the secrets of the Lord are with those who fear him. You fear him, you know, now for me, I know he's a lion also. So, when he tells me to do something, I see the lion bit of him. I even start, like, imagining the consequences of not doing it. How my life, So, man, I just say, okay, I hope these things are sounding good to your ears. Amen? You might be wondering why you came to church today where they are preaching legalism, that guy didn't know the grace of God. He should go and sit under some man. You know, that's how guys talk in this city. He should go and sit under some man so that he can learn the grace of God. You know, Hallelujah. Yeah. The secret of the Lord. Amen? There's another version. The NIV says, the NIV says, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He confides in those who fear him. Why? Because they're his friends. He does what? Confides. The New Living Translation says, the Lord is a friend to those who fear him. Isn't that awesome? The Lord is a friend. And now, this is what he wants to become to you, He wants you to become his friend. He wants to be your friend. Amen? Guys, let us go for this, Of course, you don't have to go for it. But for me, I'm going for it. Amen? The English Standard Version, says, the friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him. Now, there are many Christians, they don't fear the Lord, They don't obey, I'll do it, when my sister comes back, I'll do it. My sister is still in the UK. Now, my mother said, I first asked my mother, and some of those who are saying that are 50-year-olds. I'm telling you 50-year-old, but saying, I'll ask my mother, Amen. You're laughing, but you're doing those things, you guys. My mother, Of course, you're not 50, but some of you are 40, some of you are 26. Go tell something, my mother. I'll talk to my mother. Because you see, my mother, stupid stuff. What does your mother have to do with the will of God? Honestly, my father. You meet any for me, maybe I grew up rebellious, or I have never known how to obey. I don't know, When I meet someone, I've met, especially chicks, girls, ladies, they finished uni 4 years ago. Then they got born again. However, they say, man, I cannot go to a Revival College church because my parents, my mother, you know, 27, yes, you're staying in their house, your parents' house. But still, there's something you should be able to do, especially things that are so important. 24, you are even finished, you need 27. You still cannot go to a good church because my mother, you know, every Sunday we all go to St. Imbaga, St. Imbaga to Zinde, you know, There's one in Chiwato. We all go, man, Why? Because my mother, you know, and maybe it's right, I don't know. Again, I'm saying maybe for me I grew up what? Bad, Amen? But I just don't understand. If you're in senior six, it's okay. There it is understandable. But a 27-year-old, a 26-year-old, 25-year-old, they finish uni, what? But they're telling you how they cannot go to what? To a certain place where they know it's right. Saint Imbaga to Zinde is just following a pope who's not a Christian. They know those things, that the pope is not a Christian. They know it. Amen? However, my mother, maybe I had a very poor upbringing. But it's very, it's possible. However, it seems like that poor upbringing is now working out for good. Hallelujah. Because I know how to obey nonsense. How to disobey nonsense. Glory be to God. My mother. My father. She says, my father is tough. Pastor, I tell you, my father is tough. If he hears that I went to that church. But you know how old this person is? They're 30. If my father hears, then you look at them. You know, you just don't understand. Then they carry on those things into their relationships, married, what? Again, what now? We have to first ask my mother, what does your mother have to do with your family, you two, Whether you should clean the windows after my mother, Of course, I'm joking, But you understand. People, my mother, Glory be to God. Anyway, for me, I just don't know how people live. Glory be to God. We're talking about obeying, and obeying gets you. You know, one day you get a level where you become a friend of God. You understand? Do you want that? If you want that, begin obeying God. Continue obeying God. And start disobeying some people. You understand? Start being rebellious. Are you listening to me? In fact, today I'm preaching rebellion. I'm telling you, start being rebellious. Not you, For you are in senior four, No? Amen? Don't. But some things you can. You can rebel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. My mother. And you start being rebellious against things which are not in line with the will of God. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Rick Joyner, but then this friendship thing, from the story of Rick Joyner, you all know him, it seems like it is not easy to attain. That's why the earlier you start obeying, the better, you might achieve it in your lifetime. Amen. However, if you just do chap, you can get within 2 years. Then you'll get a dream. Where at Zoe, Then you're this Pastor Moses, 19 years. And for you, by the way, you can achieve it in what? In 3 years, maybe for me, the 19 years have been what? Rebellious, rebelling against my mother, Amen. For you can achieve it, but it seems like you have to go through tests. You understand? Tests of obedience. Rick Joyner, we have said this. He became a friend of God like 2 years ago. 2 or 3 years ago. Rick Joyner. Amen. That is when he had experiences, was taken to heaven, and then Jesus told him, either he went to heaven or Jesus appeared to him and told him that now you have become my friend. This book, The Final Quest, we talk about. The Final Quest, I think, is the greatest book ever authored by man in the Christian world. Well, I don't know. But it's possible. He wrote that book in the 90s. The thing is powerful. However, he wasn't a friend of God. You understand? That means, this is scary. Very scary. That means you can have great revelations. Rick Joyner wrote that thing. He was even having experience. The Lord would come, see him, they talk. She writes those things in other books. How Jesus would come, then he goes to heaven, then in a vision, Jesus. But it is 2 years ago that he became a friend of God. Meaning, you can have all those, Jesus, what, those things. Audible voices, visions, you go to heaven, what? But when you're not a friend, you're just a servant. He's just giving you info. You understand? But when you're not a friend. So do you realize how scary this thing is? That means it is not experiences which show that someone is a friend of God. It is not revelations. It is not someone's understanding of the Greek and the word, the Hebrew. It is not how much scriptures you can quote of faith. You understand? It's not that. That's why for me, I told you I'm very honest. I'm not a friend of God. I am not. Right now, I think I'm at the level of servant. Amen? I think, and I might not be there. Because there are levels, like we know from Joyner, from, his experience, again, like 2 years ago. He was told, you have to first be a disciple, a convert. When you get born again in stage one, Amen? But it didn't end there. However, people have been born again for 30 years and they stopped on kulokoka, nalokoka. It has to progress. Now you have to become a disciple. A disciple of the Lord. A disciple is someone who wants to become like their master, their teacher. Their what? So that a disciple takes in all the writings, all the lessons, everything they want to become. So they eat the teachings of the master. Amen? Now, let me show you, some of you who are lying, that you're friends of Jesus. How many of you have really, really sit down and you read the Gospels of Jesus? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, how many of you do that? Don't put up your hands. Now, that if you're not doing that, that means that you have not even started being a disciple. Because a disciple, you have to take it now, like if you're a disciple of Elvis. You have to listen to the guy, then altogether, the awareness, the consciousness, the realm of aware, the unconscious, those things. Then you listen to it, like they have to really take your heart, captivate you, Amen? But you cannot say you're a disciple of Elvis. Nay, only Tuesday. Then even when you go there, then they ask you, what did the guy preach? Tomani, you're like, he said something like, you don't know. You know it with just a fellowship attendee. If you're an usher, you're an attendant. Hallelujah. For me, I think I'm a disciple of Rick Joyner. You understand? Because I cannot speak whatever without referring to Joyner. You understand? But it's not that I chose. I'm like, now I'm going to be a disciple. I just love. He's blessed me. You understand? Glory be to God. Amen? But Primarily, I want to be a disciple of Jesus. In that book, The Final Quest, he met Paul also. You read it. He met Paul. Paul told Rick Joyner that let me read for you what he told him. Hallelujah. Paul told Joyner concerning Paul's letters, and Jesus is what? The Gospels. Paul told Joyner that the Lord did give me great stones to set into the structure of His eternal church, but they are not foundation stones, meaning that Paul's letters are not foundation what? Stones. The foundation stones were laid by Jesus alone. My life and ministry are not the example of what you're called to be. Jesus alone is that. If what I have written is used as a foundation, it will not be able to hold the weight of that which needs to be built upon it. What I have written must be built upon the only foundation that can withstand what you're about to endure. It must not be used as a foundation. First Corinthians, Second Corinthians, Romans. You know where guys get most of those deep things. Galatians, legalism, you know those things. Paul said, man, those things are not the foundation. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he said, you must see my teachings through the Lord's teachings. Not to try to understand him from my perspective. His words are the foundation. Amen? So he's only just trying to show you, to tell us, that if you are to be a disciple of the Lord, you have to eat those gospels. You understand? And then it will help you to even understand what Paul was saying. Amen? But anyway, you see, convert, then you have to go to a disciple. Now, I don't know now how many of you here in this place have now even what? Started on the journey of what? Disciples. Glory be to God. I don't know when you last read Matthew. I mean, you sort yourself out. But you have read all the prophecies of the week. You never know so much. You're wasting time on Facebook. You understand? You know all the garbage. You know what's happening in this world. Foreign affairs, you are just, you know what happened to Sidi, what's happened to Mbire, now how, about which lawyers are conniving with who, or be many of you now. You know, but you don't know what Jesus said. These things are very, very what? Very serious, I'm telling you. Of course, if you don't want to become, if you just want to go to heaven, you're okay. You understand? If you just, you're okay, better you're okay. But if you're like me, and you want to become a friend, then you are not okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we shall always sing that song, I'm a friend of what? You know, because what you want, what you confess, you possess. But that one, you don't possess it by just confessing. You have to do work. Matthew, Luke, John, knows it damn boy, you understand? Then you start to know. You know, disciple, you want to become like Jesus by putting in his teachings. Glory be to God. So that's level one. Anyway, but before we go to the next level, Luke 14, one of the things about the disciples, if you want to be a disciple, amen. Now you won't like this one, definitely. Amen. It says in verse 25 that now great multitudes went with him and he turned to them. You know, a crowd, but they, crowd, then I'm not here because of crowds. You understand? Then he began to what? Assure them. He says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, wife, I can't even add a husband, and children, brothers and sisters, Yes, and his own life also. He cannot be my disciple. My mother. My brother. The people who, I don't know whether they are married to their brothers. Eh? Chicks, eh? The way they behave, say, my brother. Married women. But anything, my brother, you know. Honestly, eh? You're like, live and cleave, you know those things? Find a guy, he's married, but he's just everything, the wife is telling me, my sister, I have to go, my sister. Well, anyway, but now, we're talking about Jesus, eh? If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Eh? Basically, you have to die to self. Eh? Because people used to die on a cross. Eh? So it's talking about you have to die to self. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. For which, then, he's talking about what it takes to be his disciple. You see, Jesus wasn't like the preachers in Kampala. Eh? Pastors, prophets, apostles in Kampala. Who, their whole thing is about crowds, numbers. Eh? Here, Jesus, man, is chasing away guys. You're like, you see, first a crowd came, a multitude, birthday. You understand? So he was like, let me trim this crowd. I'm not here for numbers. I'm here to do the will of God. You understand? They say, how many of you are ready to hate your mother? I'm not sure how many guys put up their hands. Then Akatimwe, father, then children. Women can't do anything for their kids, by the way. Nabonaba sorting, I don't know how many people he remained with. Verse 28. For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost? Whether he has enough to finish it. Meaning that the cost of discipleship, you must hate your father, your mother, your sisters, your brother, your wife, your husband, even your own life. You say that's a cost. He say, before you say you want to be my disciple, first count the cost. Then if you can't, then yangwe. You see, Jesus was not like us today. Numbers, success numbers. Jesus said, no. Amen. I don't want your dimes. Hallelujah. He could multiply. So it's not dimes. It's not so that he can wear some expensive suit so that he can appear like he has a prosperity and anointing. Jesus was like, glory be to God. So, for which of you intending to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to war, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he's able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. So you so convert, then disciple. Now if you qualify there, katingo yingira mushi. I take a toingira friendship. Servant is the what? You understand? Now if you don't read the gospels, if you don't read the Bible, now you can see how far you are. But this message is supposed to encourage you to now, hallelujah. Amen. Then servant. Now a servant obeys. A servant does what? And a servant is a slave. Doesn't have anything in the world. Slaves don't own anything. Amen. They don't own anything. A slave doesn't wake up, say, I want to go for a master's. Or why I should apply for a scholarship. Those things are not there. Hmm? You know, it is the master who thinks about you. Say, Kati, tomorrow I'm to send you to why? You know, this is a slave. This word servant is actually a slave. A slave has nothing. A slave even has no money. Hmm? You just go and work for your master. Then you get the 500k from which you're supposed to tithe 50k, the 50k which has messed you up. But anyway, that 500k, it is for the master. On a market day, you go, you sell stuff in Nigeria, then you bring the dimes. You're like master Zizi. You know, all those monies you have on the accounts, if you're really a servant, or you're a disciple, but anyway, you want to become like Jesus, that money is not yours. Glory be to God. Your nice car is not your car. You own nothing. You own what? Amen? You own nothing. To be honest, I've tried to live like that. To be honest. But I can give my car anytime to anybody. Of course, if I know you, you're good to drive. But when I know it's the Lord, and this person needs to be helped, I'm like, find me here, here's the key. Glory be to God. A car. You're there, your life is messed up because of a car. Things are very sad. Hallelujah. You ask him, the days when, the time when we had to do Kableta's wedding, you know, he slept, he took Michael for 2 days because I know he needs it because he's on a mission to serve the master, you understand, and to make, you understand, this car really, you understand? Of course, he's a good driver, you know, but he's, hallelujah. So, are you going to become a friend of God? Are you on that journey? Ehusha, you understand? But it begins with obedience, with being a servant. But before you become a servant, you must first be a disciple. But already, thank God, you're born again. Amen? Then some of you have been born again since P2. For me, I have an excuse. I got born again at uni. And you can see I haven't yet retired from civil service. So I'm not really that old. Do you understand? For me, God saved, but some of you go P3. Now you don't know what Jesus said. You just know the Christmas story they used to tell in children's church. The wise men from the east. There are three wise men who came from the east. First of all, there were not three. The Bible has never said that there were three. You know, so you know the things they lied you in children's church. That's what you know now, really. What kind of disciple are you? Three wise men. I've just messed up some of you. Who said they were three? Amen? Hallelujah. Now, before you leave this earth, first get at least, by the way, after friend, that is even another level. But for now, God wants us to just do it. So even become servants. Amen. But before we leave this earth, at least let's get this CV off. We leave, not like if you have kids, you understand? You'll be like, when you leave, you know, God will tell the kids that, man, your father was my friend. Hallelujah. Your mother, your kid, your mother was my friend. Man, I want to, you know, I want to be in heaven. Though I'm not going to die. But in a dream, I want to be like in heaven. You know, then my kid is 20. And I see when I'm in heaven, in a dream. When God is telling my Eden, that man, Eden, your dad was my friend. Glory be to God. You know, Abraham achieved that CV. You all know that. Three times in the Bible it is said of Abraham that he was God's friend. Amen? And those of you who have already lost gas, you've never even become disciples to many where Jesus was born. Amen? I'll keep you here a little longer. by reading these verses where Abraham is talked about as a friend of God. 2 Chronicles 27, it says, someone was praying to God and saying that, are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friends? I mean, what a CV. Now, if Abraham achieved it, we can achieve it. And Abraham, by this, Abraham started this working with God thing in his 70s. Now, for you, you began in P3, really. I'm just trying to show it is possible, Yeah, Abraham, in 70s, prior to that, those guys were practicing witchcraft. Abraham's family, they died, they were into the evil supernatural. He started in the 70s, 70 years of age, 75, Now for you, second year uni, really, Amen? Hallelujah. Isaiah 41:8. But you Israel, this is God speaking. But you Israel are my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. Amen? Now I won't give you the other one. As a disciple, go and look for it. The third time where he talks about Abraham as a friend of God. Glory be to God. I want to be a friend of God. But takes off, you know, to get there, you have to be obedient. Whatever he tells you, you have to be a faithful servant. Glory be to God. It is easy, just obey. Disobey your mother, obey God. Disobey your father, obey God. You understand? Disobey. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Than the lily that grows by the wayside, you are precious, more precious than me.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.